Returning to our top story about the double ministerial demotions for government MPs Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons. Advocates for New Zealanders with Disabilities are welcoming Louise Upston taking over from Ms Simmons as the new Minister for Disability Issues. Ms Upston will lead a ministry which Prime Minister Christopher Luxon today said has a habit of cost overruns and poor financial management. As Minister, Penny Simmons came under strong criticism for how she communicated changes to funding for people with disabilities, which led to widespread anguish within the disabled community. Well, joining us now is Chief Executive of the New Zealand Disability Support Network, Peter Reynolds. Kia ora, Peter. Was it the right decision to remove Penny Simmons from this portfolio?
I think the opportunity to be able to replace the minister with a minister who's inside cabinet, who has some experience at ministerial management level, is helpful. Having said that, we're grateful for Penny's tenure. We've worked closely with her and found her to be a good minister, but in need of support in some areas. So I think the move to Minister Upston is a good one.
Peter, are you politely saying that the new minister's better than the old one?
I am politely saying that the new minister's possibly better than the old one.
I'm just wondering, how much anxiety did Penny Simmons cause with the way she handled the funding announcements, and did that simply make her position untenable?
I don't attribute the handling of that issue entirely at the minister's feet. There are a lot of people with fingers in that pie, including some within Whaikaha, to be fair. But the issue around the funding for Whaikaha and for the disability sector has been an issue that's been around for years and years, and multiple governments have not really been able to address it. So in some respects, I'm glad that it's come to a head. It's unfortunate that it's cost some people their jobs, but it needs to be addressed.
The Prime Minister today saying that the ministry has a habit of cost overruns and poor financial management. Seems like he's quite concerned with numbers and saving money. Do you have any worries about that?
I do. I guess I'm a bit critical of that perspective. It's as if Whaikaha is out of control and not able to manage its budget. The reality is that Whaikaha were underfunded from the word go, and the sector, the disability sector, has been underfunded for some years. We've got to remember that the sector is entirely dependent on government funding. It doesn't get money from anywhere else. So, since 2017, we believe that we've lost pace with inflation to the tune of around 24%. Now, that's massive in anybody's books. If you're running a small business and you have a 24% cut, something's going to give. So I think the Prime Minister needs to undertake the review that's been suggested. We welcome that. It should throw a spotlight on the funding situation that disability sector in New Zealand has been facing. And we look forward to a plan that would come out of that review to talk about how those issues are going to be addressed. We don't believe that the review is likely to highlight massive overspends in an out-of-control ministry. Quite the opposite.
Just picking up on that 24% figure that you have highlighted, you are saying in a statement that that's what you need to just kind of, I suppose, break even, tread water, right? 24% uplift in funding. I mean, really, yep. Peter, with everything you've heard about cost cutting, what are your chances? Because you are looking to this budget to correct that situation.
That's the ideal situation, but realistically, we're not going to get it. We do have to see movement toward that, though. I mean, as I mentioned, last year was a classic example where Whaikaha gave the sector a 3% uplift. Inflation was 6.9, so that's effectively a cut. How do you manage the increased costs that you're facing when you're reliant on that government funding, and that's the picture that you're given? That's the sort of stuff that needs to change.
So if you want to step towards that 24%, what would be a win for your new minister where you say, OK, she has succeeded or she's failed?
I haven't had the opportunity to sit down with the minister yet. And if this is a negotiation that Minister Upston is listening to, then I'm reluctant to put a figure on it, but I'd be happy to at least have that conversation and say what's possible. I understand the government are in a precarious state, they're trying to manage their budget, but at the same time, the sector is really vulnerable at the moment. Some people are teetering on the edge, and they need a bit of reassurance and a bit of investment in contrast to what we've experienced over a decade.
Good to talk to you, Peter. Appreciate your time. That is Peter Reynolds, who's the Chief Executive of the New Zealand Disability Support Network.